Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Tyler, the Creator, actually has way more enemies than you might realize.
I'll whoop your ass. Your girlfriend look like my mom.
For over a decade, Tyler, the Creator, has been one of the hip-hop's unlikeliest superstars. With a prolific discography and vivid sense of imagination and a willingness to speak his mind, Tyler has gone from being an underground sensation to a Grammy Award-winning musical innovator. But let's just say Tyler's ruffled more than a few feathers along the way. Tyler might be one of the industry's biggest success stories, but does the rap game actually respect him? That's why we're doing a full-scale breakdown of Tyler the Creator's rise to the top and all the people he's beefed with along the way. What's the origin story behind Tyler's controversy? Come up in his notorious group Odd Future? What's the truth behind how Tyler reinvented his identity so he could take over the mainstream? And how did Eminem go from being one of Tyler's biggest inspirations to his biggest rival? We've even compiled a comprehensive list of the celebrities that Tyler has beefed with, from pop stars to actresses to up-and-coming rappers. Just how many famous names are full-on victims of Tyler the Creator? And finally, we're gonna take a closer look at what's next for Tyler the Creator's career and where he stands in the war between Kendrick Lamar and Drake. Is Tyler slated to become the next king of LA and finally earn the rap game's respect, or will he forever be an underdog?
Be better than everyone, because I hate everyone, and I want to be better than them, and I want them to know that.
Before the world knew him as Tyler the Creator, Tyler Aknoma was just a kid growing up in Hawthorne, California. Tyler's music obsession started early. By the time he was 7 years old, young Tyler was drawing cover art for his own made-up albums and writing down imaginary track lists, all before he knew how to make music himself. By the age of 14, Tyler even taught himself how to play the piano. At the same time, Tyler harbored a deep resentment towards his biological father, who he never met. Raised entirely by a single mother, Tyler poured himself into skateboarding, music, and fashion design. In 2007, Tyler became a founding member of the rap collective Odd Future Wolfgang Kill 'Em All, and for obvious reasons, they decided to go by Odd Future for short. From their very first mixtape in 2008, Odd Future set itself apart with a style totally different from the mainstream. Their concerts earned a reputation for being chaotic, rowdy mosh pits that were more like punk shows than anything else. By 2009, Tyler put out his debut album Bastard at the age of 18, and right away he started making enemies. Tyler used the album's title track to diss popular hip-hop blogs Two Dope Boys and Nah Right, accusing them of snubbing his music. And even Drake caught a straight shot. Yo, Two Dope Boys and Fuck Nah Right, and any other nigga-ass blog that can't put an 18-year-old nigga making his own fucking beats, covers, videos, and all that shit. Fuck you, post-Drake ass, cliche jerkin', LA slousin', rappin', nigga-ass hype beast niggas. Now back to the album. Typical Tyler fashion. Drake really was being casually shit on by teenagers like 15 years ago, so I guess some things never change. Right from the jump, Tyler let the whole world know that he said whatever he wanted and didn't care who was offended. Tyler's music was singled out as shock rap, meaning that his lyrics were notable for being super offensive and full of graphic violence. Tyler frequently used homophobic slurs and joked about sexual assault in songs like Radicals or Tron Cat, inspiring comparisons to Eminem.
Wolves, I know you heard of us, we're murderers and young enough to get the come and flirt with us.
And honestly, even me trying to read these lyrics back to y'all, I would probably get canceled. So we just gonna leave it there. While Tyler's lyrics sparked backlash, it also made Odd Future all the more notorious. The diversity of the group's talent, which included artists like Frank Ocean and Earl Sweatshirt, had some music publications calling Odd Future the new Wu-Tang Clan. And Odd Future's hardcore, horrorcore-inspired sounds was a huge switch-up from the era's more polished, mainstream.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Rap music like B.O.B.'s Nothing On You.
They got nothing on you, baby. That was my shit.
Tyler took it upon himself to cause as much chaos as possible, and he did exactly that when he released the song Yonkers in 2011.
I'll crash that f***ing airplane at that f***ing nigga Bob is in and stab Bruno Mars in his goddamn esophagus.
Yonkers didn't just diss popular rappers like Bruno Mars, BNB, and Hayley Williams, but it also turned Tyler the Creator into a breakout star. Kanye called the song's music video the best of the year, and Tyler was honored at the 2011 VMA Awards with the Best New Artist trophy. That very same year, Tyler's sophomore album, Goblin, debuted at number 5 on the Billboard 200. Plus, the buzz around Yonkers was so big that Bruno Mars himself actually had to respond to Tyler's threats. Quote, Tyler has to wait in line if he says he wants to stab me. He's definitely not the first guy that says something like that to me, and he's not gonna be the last. No matter how offensive Tyler the Creator's music was, his success forced the music industry to take notice of him. But it didn't take long for Tyler to realize that he may have burned too many bridges.
Some people can only judge you based off what you've already done. So like when I would tell people like, hey, I'm gonna get a Grammy, people are like, ooh, this nigga is tripping, right?
In a 2013 interview with Billboard magazine, Tyler confessed that his reputation as a shock rapper was keeping him from achieving his dreams. Tyler admitted that one of his biggest dreams was to produce for other artists, especially Justin Bieber. But Justin admitted that he wasn't a fan of the demonic imagery that Tyler used to promote Odd Future. Quote, I got so many beats and songs, but no one's given me a chance yet. I want to take Justin Bieber for a month and just lock him up in a cage where we sit and make music. He's one of the most successful people in the world right now, but his music could be so much tighter. And I don't know, telling Justin Bieber that you want to lock him up in a cage for a month may have weirded him out, but eh. Tyler even admitted that he had personal issues with Justin Bieber's then-girlfriend, Selena Gomez.
We don't really get along.
Make it right.
She don't like me. We don't like each other. Cause
what
happened? Dude, like, kicking it with Justin, like, that's my homie.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She always be mean mugging
right,
me.
Right.
Why are you hating on me?
Tyler also had to wrestle with the perception that he was a one-trick pony. That same year, he tweeted about a $1 million bet he made with will.i.am, where he not only dissed will.i.am's advice to him, but insisted that he had the longevity to last as an artist. Quote, this nigga really walked up to me telling me about myself 10 years from now. Nigga, fuck you. Now I'ma go out of my way to prove you wrong. Tyler's willingness to crash out in public led to an industry perception that he couldn't be taken seriously. In 2014, Tyler was arrested for inciting a riot during a concert in Austin, Texas. While the charges were later dropped, the incident led to the United Kingdom announcing that Tyler the Creator was flat out banned from entering the country for 5 years. Tyler's lyrics were once again cited for homophobia and violence, and the ban forced Tyler the Creator to cancel multiple UK tour dates. And Tyler also acknowledged that the protest group had forced him to cancel another concert in Australia. It was a pretty sobering wake-up call. Tyler's antics were costing him major opportunities. His manager, Kristen Clancy, insisted that Tyler's changed as a person. Quote, I'm not defending his old lyrics, and to be honest, they make me cringe, but I stand beside him because of who he actually is. Tyler later claimed that the ban was racially motivated, even saying in an interview that he was being treated like a terrorist. Not to mention that Tyler was still having trouble getting placements on other artists' albums. Tyler again tried to collaborate with Justin Bieber by writing the song Glitter for him, only for Justin to ignore his calls. Tyler even tried to make music for industry heavyweights like Kanye West, Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Zayn Malik, and Schoolboy Q, only for each and every one of them to turn down his beats. In 2017, Tyler finally took all the music that got rejected and turned it into his most personal and mature album to date, Flower Boy. Flower Boy received rave reviews and was celebrated for being a huge milestone for Tyler the Creator's career. The album album was seen as much more polished than anything he's made before, earning him his first Grammy nomination for Best Rap Album. Tyler's admission that he was gay on the song Garden Shed also generated huge headlines, especially since he was widely accused of being homophobic earlier in his career. Tyler acknowledged that Flower Boy was a way for him to explore more intimate songwriting and distance himself from the more provocative lyrics.
I think everyone's dumb.
God willing.
Until they're 25. If I had started making music at 24, bro, if I started at Flower Boy, bro, I would be a god.
While Tyler's pivot definitely opened up new doors, he just couldn't leave beefing with other artists alone. And very soon, Tyler's outspoken personality led to an all-out war with one of his biggest idols.
Fucking kids, man. These niggas get on my fucking nerves, bro.
Since the beginning of...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
His career, Tyler cited Eminem as a huge inspiration, confessing his love for albums like The Eminem Show and Relapse. In 2013, Em even invited Tyler and Earl Sweatshirt to go on tour with him, effectively passing the torch to Odd Future. There was one problem though. Tyler the Creator couldn't stop talking Em's new music. Over the next several years, Tyler would regularly hop on Twitter to dunk on every new Eminem album as it was released. In 2010, Tyler ripped apart Eminem's album Recovery, calling it corny and pop. In 2013, Tyler called multiple songs from Marshall Mathers 2 cringeworthy and dissed Em's collaboration with Rihanna, quote, fuck this monster song. The very next year, Tyler spun the block and attacked Eminem's latest release, Shady 15. Quote, I love you, Marshall, you are my favorite rapper, but dude, Shady 15 is fucking ass. Why won't someone who loves him tell him no? And when Em teamed up with Beyonce in 2017, Tyler was right there with some fresh haterade. Quote, dear God, this is horrible. Sheesh, how the fuck? I'll say this about Tyler though, he definitely speaks his mind, and it's respectable if you really think about it. By 2018, Eminem clearly had enough. On the diss song Fall, Em singled out Tyler and Odd Future for coming at him. Tyler, create nothing, I see why you called yourself a fat bitch, it's not just cause you lack attention. While the lyrics on Fall were partially censored on the release, pretty much everyone knew that Em was calling Tyler a homophobic slur. Em's lyrics caused a huge uproar. Singer Justin Vernon, who was featured on the song, claimed he wasn't in the studio when Em's verse was recorded, tweeting, quote, not a fan of the message. Em defended himself in an interview, claiming he only recorded the diss because of all the time Tyler mocked his new music on social media.
I was angry when I said this about Tyler. Every time I saw this kid, like, oh, he's so cool to you. I loved his energy. Yeah. He was a funny dude. Like, he's super charismatic and shit. But I'm sitting back like, man, at what point do I have to say something just to defend myself?
Despite his reasoning, Em still acknowledged that he crossed the line on Fall, saying,
in my quest to hurt him, I realized that I was hurting a lot of other people by saying it.
When Tyler finally responded to Eminem's diss, he was actually pretty dismissive about the whole situation. Quote, he felt pressured because people got offended for me. Don't get offended for me. We were playing Grand Theft Auto when we heard that. We rewound it and were like, oh, shrug, and kept playing. Tyler, however, did make a public apology to Em, admitting that he was immature for dogging on his music publicly.
He probably felt like I was attacking him. I thought I was just like, I don't like the music. He was in a different part of his life and probably felt like I was attacking him. And now I feel so bad about saying that stuff because my perspective was so limited.
Tyler even admitted that he wanted a chance to apologize to Em in person.
I felt terrible. And if I ever see him, like, I want to tell him that, like, in person.
But Em wasn't the only hip-hop star that Tyler squabbled with. In 2019, both Tyler the Creator and DJ Khaled dropped their respective albums on the same exact day. Tyler's album, Igor, moved 165,000 copies in a week and became Tyler's very first album to debut at number one. That meant that Tyler boxed DJ Khaled out of the top spot, with Khaled's album, Father of Ashad, landing at number two. Khaled was reportedly so pissed that he showed up at the New York office of Epic Records, his own label, to yell at the execs. But DJ Khaled wasn't done. He jumped on social media to voice his displeasure, critiquing Tyler's album for not being hip-hop enough.
I make albums so people can play it and you actually hear it. You know, driving your car, you hear another car playing it. You know, go to the barbershop, you hear them playing it. You know, turn the radio on and you hear them playing it. You know, it's playing everywhere. It's called great music. It's called albums that you actually hear the songs. Not no mysterious shit and you never hear it.
In an interview, Tyler responded that his chart success made Khaled insecure.
So for some guy like that to kind of indirectly be like, that ain't real rap, that ain't real black music, that's what it felt like.
In 2024, Tyler created a stir yet again during a sit down with Maverick Carter. In the interview, Tyler openly criticized Ian, a teenage rapper from Missouri, and labeled him a culture vulture.
This white kid, regular like Caucasian.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Asian man, and he's like mocking Future and Gucci Mane like rap music, and like people are like, this shit hard. It's not even like satire, it's like I'm just joking, I'm just mocking it.
While some of Ian's defenders protested Tyler's comments, he still doubled down on his latest album Chromacopia. In the song Thought I Was Dead, Tyler addressed the backlash head on and continued to stand on business.
White boys mocking it, shit, and y'all mad at me, y'all can suck my dick.
Once again, though, Tyler's chart success sparked controversy. When Chromacopia bumped Taylor Swift from the top of Spotify's top artist chart, angry Swiftie diehards started circulating old Tyler lyrics in an effort to get him canceled. During a concert in Boston that Halloween, Tyler once again showed he did not give a shit.
I got Swifties all mad at me with their racist ass. Bringing up old lyrics. Let's go listen to Tron Cat. I'm doing they gonna bring out the old me.
Even wilder, though, is that Tyler used to mention Taylor Swift pretty regularly in his old songs.
My father called me to tell me he loved me. I have a better chance of getting Taylor Swift to fuck me.
The newer, more mature Tyler also addressed his complicated relationship with Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez on his 2021 song, Manifesto. Tyler admitted that he apologized to Selena in person for a bunch of offensive, sexually explicit tweets he made about her earlier in his career. Tyler's willingness to apologize for the reckless he used to do definitely shows some growth.
You know, it's okay to move on and switch things up.
And over the last few years, Tyler's experienced more acclaim than ever before. But the real question is, has the rap game fully embraced him? While Tyler's racked up multiple chart-topping albums and plenty of awards, including 2 Grammy wins for Best Rap Album, he's still been treated as a relative outsider when it comes to the rap game. Tyler's frequently referred to himself as a weirdo and underdog, and it's possible that his peers still see him the same way. Some fans noticed that while Tyler frequently compliments other artists like Kanye West or Drake in interviews, those same artists rarely feature Tyler on their own albums. In 2019, Tyler made headlines when he brought out Drake to perform as a surprise guest at the Camp Flog Gnaw Music Festival. But Tyler's fans booed and humiliated Drake, forcing him to cancel his set early.
If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. But look, it's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
While Tyler confessed that he's a huge fan of Drake's music, fans speculate that the Camp Flog Gnaw incident might have permanently damaged their relationship. In 2024, Tyler made a surprise appearance at the Kendrick Lamar's Juneteenth pop-out concert in Inglewood, California. The event was a huge showcase for West Coast talent, and Tyler's appearance signaled to fans that he was riding with Kendrick during the beef with Drake. Tyler doubled down on his allegiance to Kendrick later that year by dropping a remix of Kendrick's song Hey Now on Christmas Day.
Hey now, say now, I'm all about them bands. Shit, I'm on, but you
wouldn't understand.
And while the industry may have tried their best to write off Tyler, the Creator before, he's managed to establish himself as a multi-talented flag bearer for the West Coast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.